The Beatbox Show with DJ Avalanche and Oh So Fresh. Get in touch with The Beatbox Show. Beatboxmail at mail.com.
What up, what up, what up? It's your man DJ Avalanche, and by my side is my partner in crime,
Oh So Fresh.
Yes, indeed. We are back in business. We in the building. It's The Beatbox Show, baby. Ready to get it in. We on Hot Jams. You know what it is. 88.9, 94.5. We holding it down every Saturday night. We going in and we going hard. On today's show, we got some brand new joints. Something new from Jill Scott featuring Paul Wall. Bananas. We also got something new from a cat by the name of Boone. It features Waka Flocka. This one's going to be a heater. And something unbelievable, brand new from your man, Jazzy Jeff. Yes, I said Jazzy Jeff.
50 Cent threatens to release a new Dr. Dre single. Jay and Kanye tell you when the album's coming out, they name the group The Throne, and also when they're going on tour. And plus, we're going to give you the ins and outs, the pluses and the minuses of Google Plus.
That's going to be hot right there, fam.
Oh, you can get smarter.
Yes, indeed.
While you listen.
That's right. I'm in. You in?
I'm down.
You know we in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's The Beatbox Show, baby. That's how we do things around here. Hey, it's another edition. We ready to set things off. It's on and cracking, man. I'm so excited about today's show. As always, we bring you them brand new bangers. We got some throwbacks for you. We got some exclusives. We got it all right here. Don't go nowhere. Matter of fact, sit back, relax, turn it up. We about to get in our first joint right now. It's by one of our homies, DJ Drama. Features Trey Songz, 2 Chainz, and Big Sean. Join us called Oh My, the remix. That's how we do it on The Beatbox Show, baby. Let's go!
DJ Drama.
Yeah. This is the remix. Yeah.
It's
remix.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Trigger.
Yeah.
Oh my, oh my, oh, oh my God, my, you see that up on that broad down, da da dum 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 dum. That booty's so retarded.
Yeah.
And when it comes to this R&B, I'm the hardest.
Yeah.
Regardless,
you the one, girl.
You know me, I do my thing with the women.
Yeah.
Make a body purr when I'm touching on a kitten.
Yeah.
Booty so round, waist so skinny. Hit it on the balcony with your face to the city.
Face so pretty, heels so high that I face your face. Mouth so dry, I could taste your taste. Girl, I'ma hit it right, have faith, no biggie. Oh my, I'm so high. Come and be one of Tremaine's angels, fly. The sky is the limit, I've been fly for a minute. And the girl say I'm fast, so rewind it a minute.
Yeah.
I want you on my team, we be like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Winning this life of sinning, where women be liking women. And men is like ripening lemons. Sour when I pass by, wait till I'm in them denim.
Come and hit that,
you light. That one guy. Yeah.
dissing. Yeah. Finally famous over everything is still the mission. But yeah. The mission, you a poop. So who the hell is you kidding? Get it? Here you take your shots. Now, what the fuck is you sipping? I'm at the tippy. I run my city. They all in the club and they bring me my licky. I pull down her zippy. I'm all in her Vicky. She calling me Vicky. I'm calling her silly. Never slip cause I'm rolling up sticky. She gave me her icky. Girl, you the baddest. I promise I'm picky. And even if we fuck, I promise that you ain't fucking with me. Bad, know what's up. She tell me that she love me. I tell her join the club. D-Town reppin' till I die. Chillin' on the top flow. Go.
You the one, girl.
Drummer boy. Now that's how we make a remix.
TheBeatBoxShow.com.
Come back.
former Rockefeller artist right there, Miss Tierra Marie. That joint has Come Back to Me. Now, that's a joint right there that's actually a remake of Miss Janet Jackson. That was hot. I love that.
That's I'm just glad to see her back. Yeah, I mean, when she first came out, I thought that was the one.
Heat. But man, Jay picked another one.
But they said it was between her and Rihanna, and Jay threw most of his time and energy towards Rihanna instead of her.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things that's kind of hard to really say because I thought that he actually picked her up before Rihanna, and I think he set her on track, but I think he expected her camp to really step up and do a lot more as well. You know, there's only so much you can really do as an individual in his position. You know, I mean, we've seen that time and time again. You look around.
What do you mean as an individual in his position? He runs the label.
He was
head of Def Jam.
This is true.
In your position, what? There's not much you can do.
But at the same time.
Put up more posters.
Hey, but you know what? But at the same time, it's like you and I was talking about a minute ago. You know, before we started the show, we talked about other DJs and, you know, how people want a handout sometimes. Look, I'm out here hustling. Get your hustle on. You know what I mean?
Hey, I seen her come play at some party I was playing. She hustles.
Yeah.
She just walked on the bar.
Speaking of your man, Jay, let's talk about this new situation that has come about with him. And yeah, I like to call him Ye and Jay. They finally announced an actual name. They call themselves.
You make them sound like a couple.
Yeah. Sometimes, man.
I'm going to Ye and Jay's house. They're having fondue.
House. I mean, sometimes they're a little bromantic, you know. No. I don't mean to disrespect. It's all love for these two cats because they are really crazy in the game. For those of y'all that haven't had a chance to visit our website, stop by thebeatboxshow.com. You'll see a video that we put up of Kanye and Jay. It's a little 10-minute documentary of them actually making this album over in Australia. Crazy. It's really cool how they did it. Just a real cool insight on things. And they finally announced the name of the group. It's actually called The Throne. We've heard for a long time the album's going to be called Watch the Throne, but it makes sense now. You know what I'm saying? It's all relative.
It's not called lack of confidence or humility.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I think Ye definitely is a standout.
AKA there. Mr. Vane.
Exactly. But the title makes more sense now. If you say Watch the Throne, basically they talk about, you know, basically we are the superiority. Watch us to see how it's done. But that was real dope, you know. They did announce the new album date. They announced the name of the group, and they announced tour dates already. That's pretty hot, man. They doing a lot right now. They going in.
Well, they're doing it right. This is We Got a Plan. We're following through. Here it is. This day, maybe you could call Lil Wayne and tell him about how this works.
You know,
the Carter for
the
Carter for tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Carter 4.5. Fours. I don't know. Wayne really. I'm gonna go back a minute because I think the situation with Ye and Jay really is kind of one of those things that they really set things off. First of all, Jay did it the first time, obviously with R. Kelly. Thought that was amazing. That was a good thing. But I thought that might have been the last of what we would have seen. Now,
ain't nobody gonna try and shoot Kanye in the crowd.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but Kanye don't go crazy on tour.
You know, he's been known to offend an awful lot. So who knows?
Yeah, big old Jay is smack him down.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, he probably stabbed somebody. So sorry, I didn't mean to throw that back out there. But looking at that situation, they really have sparked a whole different set of things to kick off now. Now we're getting a lot of supergroups. You know, we talked about the Bedrock Boys last week. You know, we got those two cats together. For those of y'all that don't know, that's Fab and Red Cafe. Drake and Wayne have been talking about doing a super group together. I mean, they just keep coming left and right. Everybody's announcing that they're doing a little something. So it's actually kind of exciting to see what the collaboration between some of these artists would really be like. You know, I think this sparked something new for hip-hop. So it's all good. Everybody's been talking about hip-hop dead. Let's see what's happening.
I guess to wrap it up, some of these people, I wish they would just stay in the group.
Yeah, this is true.
You know, now, Run DMC didn't have to go solo.
Yeah, this is true. That didn't work out.
If you
so
picked
well.
Up that Red Run album, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got it for free.
Now, I will tell you a super group, and I'm going to throw this out as a question. You can answer this one later. But a super group that I would like to see come together, no one's talking about. Nas and Common. Pow! I think that would be absolutely filthy.
I think you need a third.
I think
you would need somebody to round that out.
Nah,
I think there's somebody that can fit in the middle and really round that out. Another heavy hitter, but I think there's somebody that can round that out.
Well, you know, they do have now. Ye is in another super group, Child Rebel Soldiers. Yeah. Which is big. Pharrell and them, they doing it real big. He could do that, or they could do that. I'd like to see those two cats go at it, because they really are on some other level kind of stuff, you know? But maybe if you did it, could it be like a Rakim?
That might if be. You put Rakim, Nas, and Common in a group, that's a super group.
That's amazing.
Yes,
right there.
You have achieved contact there.
I'm going to start my label tomorrow. Sign everybody. We're going to do big things, man. Beatbox Records.
I'll pay you next week.
For a beat today.
Your girl Carrie Hilson here? She was running her yap on Twitter.
Woo, caught heat for that. Now, you put me up on this one. It was a situation where apparently your girl was at an event, some party or something, and a chick came in. A chick came in to kind of honor Amy Winehouse. She dressed up a lot like her. I could see some sort of resemblance, kind of. Carrie Hilson just tweeted, put up a pic, you know, she put up a tweet pic and said, wow, you know, it's an uncanny resemblance, you know. Amy Winehouse came back from the dead to party with me, and people really didn't take that very well.
Yeah, they didn't take that well at all.
That was just real heat right there. So she was feeling on Twitter, and then she came back to kind of, you know, for a rebuttal, kind of like.
Yeah, she was saying the resemblance freaked me out. You know, right. I just put the picture up. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. Right. But yeah, maybe it was a little bit too soon.
I think so. Everybody wasn't quite feeling that one. So, I mean, I think a lot of times people could be sensitive about anything. In fact, I did an event that night, and I played Rehab. And it seemed like the entire place turned around and looked at me like, you do know she died today? I'm like, yes, I'm a blogger. I put that up on the blog. First thing this morning when it happened. I know. Does that mean we can't play her records?
You think I play Rehab every day?
You know what I'm saying?
Come on. I'm playing it because.
Hey, because she's dead. Does that mean she shouldn't be played no more? We got to shut it down. Come on, man.
And on the day George Clinton died, play Atomic Dog.
You know what I'm saying? Whoa. About 100 times.
You think you should be playing that? I mean, I think so. He wanted me to party.
That's what kind of, it was real kind of crazy. Anyway, let's get back to the music right now. We got to get off of this next record. We got so much more to talk about. You know how we do it on the Beatbox Show. Make sure to hit us up. You can always visit the Beatbox Show at thebeatboxshow.com. You can also hit us with the email address.
That's beatboxmail@mail.com.
Yes, indeed. Beatboxmail@mail.com. We want to hear from you. Get at us anytime.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them
we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them
we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. Money, money. Britney, Becky, Nicki, they said they want that licky. As long as it ain't fishy, I make that get wetter than wetter turns to sticky. I hit her with that dicky and she hee-hee-hee. Like Missy, I'm a dog. I got the bone. I quarterback that. Go long. I throw the bomb. She better catch that. Right through the middle, baby. I'm running back that. If I ain't getting busy, then baby, I'm getting money. I treat them dollars like baby, I keep it coming. I got some extra hollers for I'm never running. I'm Travis Barker, I beat it, baby, I'm in the drumming.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them
we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them
we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them
we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I beat it up. Then skeet it off. She said she like it hard. I beat it till it's soft. I never beat it raw. I beat it till it's soft. I beat that thing down like it won't be here tomorrow. I beat it like a MJ song. Jacket with all them zippers. You find me in the back of the club with all them strippers. They earthquake shaking. Booty is off the Richter. I'm on that red berry. I blame it all on the liquor tomorrow. A new day.
A new day.
With some Beckys that get f***ed in toupees. Just know that you are a super star like Lupe, and if you know you buy money, you turn to them and you say,
if we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them,
if we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them,
if we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
I tell them,
if we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I
and busy. They blowing up my celly. I let that just ring. I tell her that I'm busy. She hit me with that ping. I hit her with that thing. Then you know I am gone. Just let me know when you leaving, baby. I'm already home. I'm a beast. I am a problem. I got that good shit. I need to charge you. I got so many chicks, it's hard to dodge them. So I slip and slide on them like a slalom. If I ain't getting busy, then baby, I'm getting moolah. I get that wet as a pool and then I scuba. I cut it up, I'm Freddy Krueger. You know that I'm this shit like manure in the sewer. I'm sick.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy. If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
If we ain't getting busy, then baby, I am busy.
The Beatbox Show with DJ Avalanche. And oh, so fresh. Get in touch.
Something I got what I wanted, didn't I? Can't feel nothing. Superhuman, even when I'm Viagra popping every single record, auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow, stripper booty in a rack, like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. Taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none, numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen for breakfast. Yikes, bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit, been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile, stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya, you put me on a feeling I never had, never had. Never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around quite like what I found. You I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine? Baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain.
All the pretty girls involved with me, making pretty love to me, pretty, pity, pity.
From the Odd Future family right there, it's your man Frank Ocean with a joint called Static. We got that one a minute ago, but still hot. Nobody's really playing it, but you know we play it right here on the Beatbox Show because that's how we get down around here. You understand what I'm saying? I'm your man DJ Avalanche. By my side is my partner in crime.
Oh, so fresh.
Yes, indeed. This right here, once again, is the Beatbox Show. Don't forget to check us out, thebeatboxshow.com. We want to make sure that y'all get up on all the news and all the things going on, like your girl Lauryn Hill. She's been talking about releasing this new album and all kinds of stuff. She's back on the road. Pregnant, got a new baby by somebody else.
She released a new baby. It's funny, she only has two albums with six babies.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, it ain't her husband, baby. Pow! There you go. All right.
Oh, that's right, because we reported a few weeks ago that he found out on Twitter.
Ain't that a messed up way to find
really
out?
You need to check your Twitter.
Yeah, things are going down like that. Well, you know, that's kind of crazy if you got to find out about having a baby or supposedly having a baby that way. Something ain't working right in your household.
But she comes back and says the media is just saying whatever, whatever. We take long periods of time away from each other.
Right.
Well, you know, however it works in your house.
You know?
Yeah, I can't criticize. You seem happy.
Well, you know, word on the curb was that she says they were taking these long times apart. There's been rumors that Rohan left her a while back anyway for some model. I think it was a Brazilian model or something like that. So, hey, who knows what it is? It's her household, but it's just kind of a crazy scenario, and it kind of explains why some of her actions are the way they are. I mean, she's been coming out looking real strange. When she hits the stage, it's been real wild and just kind of whatever, man. This is real ridiculous these days, man.
Yeah.
Lauryn, come back to Earth, okay? Come back to Earth, okay?
She is a legal resident of outer space. She's been there for so long.
I'm saying.
She's been there most of my adult life.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Some of the photos they got up on the Google images, she looked like she was a real resident.
She's looking like Steve Urkel.
You know, man, on pickety crack. For real tough. Anyway, speaking of people on different planets, we're going to talk about some other things in a minute, but I got to throw out there real quick that they had a little thing going on in Miami last week, and your man Dave Chappelle was invited. This was a situation that was really kind of reckless. It was for your man Alonzo Mourning, and they invited Dave Chappelle there. He stepped out on stage, bruh, and told one joke. It basically chucked the deuce and dipped out. People started booing. Now, if you watch the video, once again, we got to post it up on thebeatboxshow.com. If you watch the video, it's kind of hard to tell, but somebody from CNN said that there was a lady kind of near the front that basically screamed out, "Why don't you tell us something funny so we can enjoy ourselves?" And Dave shut it down, was like, "Really? Okay, all right." And he took the rest of the few minutes and was like, "Yeah, this is cool. I like to thank the Alonzo Mourning Foundation. They do some great things. And, all right, I'm out." I was like, well, another strange sighting of Dave Chappelle. There you go. Bananas. Telling you, man, it's crazy right now what's going on with some of these people. But speaking of something else crazy,
in Miami.
Yeah.
Well, some crazy stuff going on in Miami. Trina is off Slip and Slide.
Yeah, man, she gonna slip and fell off Slip and Slide record. That's what it is.
So are we looking out for your mixtape and praying for a new record deal?
You know, we already played Red Bottoms.
Yeah.
We played another record off of that mixtape. And she was actually on an interview with DJ Skeet, one of the homies down in L.A. You know, for those of y'all that are on with him or know about him, you know, he's on Satellite and several places. She stopped by, did an interview, talked about the fact that she's no longer on the label. She's now able to work with your man Rick Ross again, which is a cool thing because they were both on Slip and Slide. They go way back. And she said, actually, now that she's, you know, off Slip and Slide, she's working on another deal. She can't quite disclose yet. You know, contracts ain't quite dry. And she said that in the process, Rick Ross has been real instrumental in this new upcoming album. Mixtape is out right now. Y'all can get it on live mixtape, that, whatever. But she said that's just a precursor to the album. Rick Ross is real instrumental. That's her homie. She said it's going to be real filthy. So big ups to both of them right there. I think that's going to be real hot. MIA doing big things.
Well, I like to see her consistently put out product. It seems like you hear from her and then she's gone for a while. And it seemed like they were trying to make her cross over so bad that they weren't, right. They were ignoring the fact that she could just make good, solid product. Because when you heard her on a joint with Trick Daddy,
right.
Always hot, but it wasn't for, they weren't trying to get no radio spins off of it.
Right, right. And now she says that now that she's off the label and she's doing her own thing, she's now able to put out a product that she feels comfortable with. And she wants to stretch out and try some other things. Whereas, you know, the label's looking at it from an investment standpoint, and all they're thinking about is, look, I got to get this mogul right. You know what I'm saying? We got to get this money. I'm not concerned about how artistic you want to be. Keep it in the box so we get our money.
But you know who else is dropping product? 50 Cent has threatened to release the new Dr. Dre single.
Yeah, well, you know, he released the first one, and we put that up on the site as well. And that one was kind of a situation where he was trying to stiff-arm the label to go ahead and put the album out. Because when you think about it, he's now got the new deal with EMI for G-Unit. Yeah. But he can't really release another product until he finishes out that last album, you know, that he's had with Interscope. So basically, he owes them one album. He's turned it in. If they don't like the product and they decide not to drop it, then he still owes them another album. He don't want to do that. So he's been trying to stiff arm them into, look, I want this album to be released so I can move on with my contract and do what I need to do over here at EMI. Otherwise, it's a conflict. It can get real messy in the whole nine yards. So he dropped the first one when they didn't want to do it. Then he decided that didn't work. You still don't want to drop the album. So now he's testing the waters, talking about, well, if you don't want to do it, I'll drop the single with Dr. Dre. So it's kind of interesting. It's real legal right now. People don't understand what's really going on, but it's real legal. We're going to see what happens here in the near future. What ends up.
The only question is, what happened to the Dr. Dre album?
Every week, y'all. My brother always messes with me about this. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving right now. Forget Dr. Dre's album. We're going to get into another album right now.
I'd have gone weeks without mentioning it, but what's he supposed to come out with an album? He had a video. Right, there was a video right. With Snoop in it. That means there's a Dr. Dre album.
There's an album on the way, man. I promise you. We're going to get it soon. Anyway, we got a new joint we got to get off with you right now. It's the R&B joint of the week. It's from our girl, Jill Scott. Who is back. She done slimmed down, looking fine as hell. She got this new joint featuring Ball Walls called So Gone. And y'all check this out on the Beatbox Show. Let's get it.
Let me take my gazelles off. Don't want this thing, but can't let go. Even though I need it so, your arms they soothe me, but I ain't no game, I ain't no toy, I ain't just brain, this ain't no movie man, I'm a real woman. Been down this road before. I just need more. I just need more. What does my body ignore? What my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in this bed. I need to listen, listen. What does my body ignore? What my mind says? Down inside of me, I'm trying to hide, but they keep finding me. I wanna lay low, but continuously you do all the right things, so sweet to me. What do I do? What does my body ignore? What my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in this bed.
soul, baby, you're super thin. And I'm the man of steel with skills, call me super thin. I got that technique that keeps you coming back to back. And I know you feel it all in your stomach whenever you arch your back. I'ma pull your hair, I know you love that. When I maneuver this tongue, your eyes roll back. I work inside angles, I'm a karma sutra pro. Kitchen table down to the flow. Ass in the air while you bite that pillow. Girl, you know how I chop and screw. That's what a diamond chip dick do. That's what a diamond chip dick do.
All my mind says.
Next chick that he messed with, so reckless, so calm. The Beatbox Show.
Yeah. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh.
Can you make me believe in make believe? Can you make me feel what I can't see? Make me believe in make believe. That's what I'll do until the day you're here with me. Yeah. Oh. You got a piece of my heart that I know I can't get back. So sick in love, I said maybe yeah, we had it bad. Now the times ran out and the train ran off the tracks. But you're still the only thing I have. It's true love, just a fairy tale. Other things we wanna hear. It's true love, just a pretty lie. Cause you break me down every time you say goodbye. Can you make me believe in make believe? Make me feel what I can't see. Make me believe in make believe. That's what I'll do until the day you're here with me.
Yeah.
It's been no so long since the last time I seen your smile. You know, days turn to weeks, turn to months, yeah, it's been a while. When you reach for your phone, hope it's my numbers that you dial. I hope my Prince Charming comes around. Ooh, it's true love, just a fairy tale. Of the things we wanna have. It's true love, just a pretty lie. Cause you break me down every time you say goodbye. Can you make me believe in make believe? Can you make me feel what I can't see? Can you make me believe in make believe? That's what I'll do until the day you're here with me. Can you make me believe in make believe? Can you make me feel what I can't see? Can you make me believe in make believe? That's what I'll do until the day you're here.
Your girl, the sexy, the lovely Miss Kelly Rowland. She's back. She's heating things up right now with a song called Make Me Believe. After I seen the BET Awards, I'm a believer.
Everybody loves Kelly right now.
Woo, man. If y'all missed the performance, I suggest y'all go to YouTube, pull it up. She killed it. And she was doing it in some real tight, spandex, stretchy lycra or something or others with some boots on and a hat to match.
You need a napkin, you drooling.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, she gave you some motivation, huh?
I want to add her into my circle on my new Google Plus.
Oh, the Plus.
That's right.
The VIP club for, you know, geeks right now.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can create your own circles now. I'm going to put one in there called Future Baby Mamas. I'm going to drop a picture.
See, if you're not up on it, there's a new thing called Google Plus,
yeah,
which is somewhere in between Twitter and Facebook. And if you're still on MySpace, then this might be time for you to just upgrade your service.
Exactly.
But the advantage with Google Plus is you, instead of having to create groups, you have circles. And if you can, your stream, your news feed that you usually do on Facebook, if somebody looks at your page, all the stuff you're doing, you can divide that out into your circle. So this may save some people's jobs and or marriages, you know, because only certain people see certain things. Or you can just shut it off where if I posted a picture today of me and a homeboy, we're having a beer. So I post that and I can say which circles I want to get in. Examples of my circles are friends, family, radio cats, local DJs, and then, you know, other mothers.
I'm in your circle, right?
You are in the friend circle.
Okay, cool. I was going to make sure I'm down. I was gonna, you know what I'm saying?
And then nobody knows what circle they're in with
That's
you.
True.
That's the amazing part.
That is.
Because you could be totally in a circle of people I don't like.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't know.
And you can set it up to where, like Twitter, you can have people that follow you in the sense that they can get the information, kind of like your fan pages, where you're not getting anything back. So it's really kind of dope how they did it. They basically combined like a Facebook style with a Twitter style. You got the straight feeds. Your pictures and stuff move over real quick and easy. I mean, with Picasso, man, they bow. Just come quick. It's real simple. And like I said, adding people is nothing. It don't matter whether you're on Google or not, or Gmail. You can invite people from Yahoo and the other whatever. Don't really matter to me.
Well, there's a lot of people on Gmail. That's the biggest advantage of it. It's like my email. When I go into my email, I can check my Google Plus right there.
Exactly.
Because Facebook tried to get me over to using their email. I'm not emailing anybody from my Facebook account.
And they done made it now so you can get djavalanche@facebook.com. I'm like, really? That's not going to happen. Especially now that we got Google Plus, man. I'm excited about this.
If you haven't been invited, maybe you just ain't geeky enough.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
maybe you need to get down with the beatbox.
You know them square guys who work in the IT department? Maybe you need to hit them up and get some help.
Or you could go ahead and visit thebeatboxshow.com, become one of our friends. You were. You did.
And that's beatboxmail@mail.com.
Yes,
if you want to email us,
that's right.
And that's why we'll invite you.
Of course, we'll give you the invite. We want to get y'all in our circles. You know what I'm saying? Got people following us and doing big things. So shout out to anybody that wants to get on and get down. It's real hot to death. So now let's go on and get into this next thing, man. We was talking about something before we got on this Google Plus when we was off the air.
Oh, right, the Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells. Now, for those of y'all that don't know, Rock the Bells is a real big concert series that's been going on for many years.
The best.
The best, definitely. And right now, the group that puts this together, the company, is called Gorilla Union. They have now struck up a partnership and a deal with the House of Blues. That's real big. Now, the House of Blues is owned by a legendary blues artist, B.B. King. Real major situation.
B.B. King owns that?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
Real, real big.
And I learned something on the Beatbox show today.
Now, this brother does a lot of things. He has a lot of things going on. In fact, I was at the House of Blues in NY not that long ago. Saw Angie Stone, absolute bananas. Some of the greatest hip-hop and R&B acts come through. It's real crazy. Now, these guys have struck up a deal, and they're saying that this new partnership will actually help produce 150 new different live shows in 44 different venues in 30 different markets across the United States, man. Crazy. Now, in addition to that, the first brand they're going to launch is the Rock the Bells Club and the Theater Series, which will feature Raekwon, Ghostface, Mobb Deep, and Black Star.
I'm already there.
Wow.
I'm selling your laptop to pay for tickets.
Thank you. It's a piece anyway, so you're going to take this. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dale. yeah, they're going to be doing it real big. And they're also saying that they're going to offer a 360 degrees type of support where you get the services and platforms to help develop new artists in their community. That's going to be real big, man. So for all the up-and-coming artists, you might want to get down with this Gorilla Union. Obviously, the name is spelled like Gorilla Marketing because that's pretty much what they're doing. Real dope concept right now. That's a big thing for hip-hop, man.
That's a long way from handing out flyers, ain't it?
You know what I'm saying? Hustling on them street corners and doing what you do, you get it in real big these days. Speaking of getting it in big with some new artists, let's go ahead and get to our next joint, which happens to be the new heat of the week. It's a new cat by the name of Boom. This features Waka Flocka. This joint is called Club Light. That's how we doing it right here on the Beatbox Show, baby.
Yo, 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 yo. Bow, 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 bow.
I got the club light. Yeah. In the streets light. When the beat drop. I got the club light. In the streets light. Dress shaking light. East Coast say.
Cameras flashing, drunk staggering, drinking on full passion. Bought 20 bands just to brag. Four chain, five rings, that's swag. Pink Breitling, pink bracelet, homie. Pink Panther chain is about 80, homie. All I know is splash and ball. Round up applause, baby, make that clap. 10 bottles of that Remy, bring it ASAP. Pronto, stay with a band. Monopoly, I'm the CEO. 50K a show got me like this is life.
I got the club light. Like. In the streets light. Like. Dress shaking light. Like. East Coast say. Down South say. Midwest say. West Coast say. Dress shaking light.
Brick squad, got the hood with me and we rolling off the central. These fools can't touch me, so they wanna hate on me. So y'all can have an eight like pound. They didn't want me. See me, dog, I'm shining in the streets. It's like a Chevy Breeze. You know I get.
my money so tall, boy, you can give him five. Messing with my money, somebody wanna die. Give my boys a call like ra-da-da-da-da.
I got the club like, in the streets like, dress shaking like, East Coast say. Shake it with me.
The Beatbox Show with DJ Avalanche and Oh So Fresh, your source for hip hop news reviews.
Sometimes I swear I felt like I would snap at the drop of a dime. My patience wore away, getting sick of staying around, just sitting, waiting for you to break down, down, down.
You thought you had me, you thought you had me,
sold by your dreams.
You thought you had me,
locked up and lost in your world. Come on, you're dealing with a woman, not a little girl.
You thought you had me. Sleeping and crying. Maybe you had me, but not for long, baby.
So,
I guess you thought wrong.
This is nonsense, and I promise that when it's all done, I don't wanna hear a word you gotta say.
I gave you an opportunity to explain.
You thought that I was dumb, thought you could pull the wool on my eyes. But sorry, baby, your time is expired.
Latest from my girl Monica right there. That joint is called Had Me, and you checking it out right now on the Beatbox Show. I'm your man DJ Avalanche, and by my side is my partner in crime,
Oh So Fresh.
Yes indeed, once again this is the Beatbox Show. Check us out at thebeatboxshow.com. Now for the meantime, as you just heard, we were talking about Google Plus. In the meantime, go ahead and like us on Facebook until you decide to drop it. That's what we want to do. We want you to like us. Anyway, before that,
you need to feel liked.
Yeah, I need to feel some love.
You're not loved.
Never mind, I ain't gonna get into a romantic moment or anything right now. We're gonna leave that alone. But anyway, for those of y'all that is down with it, hit us up and we'll let y'all in with us on the Google Plus thing, and you can be our friend. We'll put you in our circle, hook you up, and you can get a chance to experience what we experience real talk. We're gonna put some things up on there, man. We gotta do some exclusive stuff on Google Plus now. I think it's gonna be hot to death. Anyway, that right before that joint we had with Monica, we had my man Miguel. Love that record. It's called Quickie. Real, real sexy. Now look, we've come down to the final parts of the show, so we got to go ahead and get ready to sign off. But before we do, we want to make sure to send out a real serious RIP to a lady that just passed way too soon. It's an unfortunate situation. Unfortunately, we watched this thing happen and unfold right before our faces, right before our eyes. It's Amy Winehouse, passed away a week ago today. In fact, it's real unfortunate. A lot of people got to see the bad side of it, because that's just what the media does. But what you missed is the fact that she's really, really talented. Really, really fly. If you get a chance, I suggest you go to YouTube and check out some of her videos, some of her previous stuff. But we're going to end the show today with a real dope record by her, man. It was real, real hot. It kind of missed a lot of things in the United States. Or the United States missed this record, I should say. It's a big joint. She sampled a record from Nas called Major Look. Big, big record. It's called In My Bed by Amy Winehouse. That's how we're going to sign out today. All right? We're going to send out an RIP. Much love from the Beatbox Show. I'm your man, DJ Avalanche. Over there by my side.
Oh, so fresh.
Yes, indeed. Until next time.
Wish I could say it breaks my heart like you did in the beginning. It's not that we grew apart. A nightingale no longer singing. It's something I know you can do. The sun comes up, you're still clinging to that notion. Everything is slowing down, river of no return. Recognize my every sound. There's nothing new to love. You'll never get my mind right. Two ships passing in the night. In the night. In the night. Want the same thing when we lay. Otherwise minds are different ways. A different way from where I'm going. Oh, it's you again. Listen, this isn't a reunion. So sorry. Thank you.
thebeatboxshow.com.